Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing to discuss the Nituach, the cutting up of the Korban Tamid, and the Ha'alah, the way the limbs were brought up to the Kevesh, to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Natla Sasakin, the Kohen took the knife for Hifrish, and he cut, he set aside Esareya min HaKaved, the lung from the liver. Chatach Esareya, he cut the lung from the liver, the Makum Chiburim, at the place where it connects with the liver. The Espa HaKaved, in the lobe of the liver, min HaKaved, he cut that as well, separated it from the liver. Vlohaya Meziza Mimekoma, he would not move it from its place, meaning as Espa HaKaved, the lobe of the liver, Lohaya Meziz Mimekoma, he would not move it from its place. Levisha is a crave in Ma'aikets, because it was brought up together with the Aikets, with the hind. And the Reya, the lung, was brought with the Gera, with the Kud. And the Kavi, the liver, was brought with the Dofen Hayamaz, with the right flank, as will be explained in a moment. Nakav Esachaza, he then cut Saviv Lachaza around the chest of Hifrida, and he separated from the defense, from the flanks, the hatzlos, and from the ribs. When he gave it to the coin, there was zochet to bring it up to the kevesh. He then went up to the right flank. He would cut and go down till the spine, meaning shechatach, he cut from top to bottom, as a dofen mehebehema, the flank from the animal, near the spine. He would not touch the spine. Hashira kuli, left the entire spine, bedofen hasmals, on the left flank. Ad shumagia l'shtei tzlaos rakos, till he reached the two soft ribs, meaning hayachodich, he would cut as a dofen hayamaz, the right flank. Ad shagin, until he would reach to the two ribs that were next to the tzav, next to the neck. V'nichetim, he left them there. And the chen hiniach shtei tzlaos, left two soft ribs near the oketz, near the hind. Chotra, he cut the right dofen, the right flank. When suddenly he gave it l'misha zecha abat, the coin that was zocha in it, to bring it up to the kavesh. V'akaved tluya ban, the liver was hanging bedofen za on this flank. Balo l'geri, then came to the kar, to the neck. V'hiniach ba shtei tzlaos mikan u'shtei tzlaos mikan. He left two ribs from this side and two ribs from that side, meaning shtei tzlaos, two ribs, shekvar hiniach, that he already left earlier, when he cut the dofen hayamanas, when he cut the right flank, he had left these two ribs there. And then the oj details, another two ribs he left there now, shein b'tzad ha-dofen ha-smalas, that are on the side of the left flank. B'tzad ha-dofen ha-smalas, on the side of the left flank, yeah. Chatzcha, he then cut the gera, the kud, imatzlaus shabat, with its ribs. When the son, he gave it l'misha zachabat, to the coin that was zocha in it, to bring it up to the kevesh. V'hakana, the windpipe, v'alev, in the heart, v'ari, and the lung, tluyim ba, were hanging by this geira, by this cut. Balal dofen asmalas, he came to the left flank, v'niach ba, and he left with it, meaning he niach sham, shlo chotchan memadofen, he didn't cut with this flank, shteit slos, rakos milmalon, two soft ribs from on top, near the okus, near the hind, which is the back part of the animal, because the tzle was hanging by the knees with its tzavar, its neck downward. Ushtet slos rakos milmatan, and two soft ribs from the bottom near the neck. V'kachayim meniach bechavarta, and he would do the same bechavarta, meaning on the right flank. And nimsa comes out, meniach b'shten, he left by both of these defanos, both of these flanks, shtayim shtayim milmalan, ushtayim shtayim milmatan. Meaning Shishari left by the okes, by the hind, u b'tavrem, by the neck, shtei tzlaos rakos, two soft ribs from the right side, and then two tzlaos, two ribs from the left side. Chotcha, he cut the dofen asmas, the left flank, when the son he gave l'misha zacha, but the coin that was zocha, and he had to bring it up to the kevesh, v'ashidri ima, and the spine along with this flank, with this dofen, v'atchul toloi ba, and the spleen was hanging from it. V'hi ha'isa g'dayla, and it was big, meaning ha'dofen ha'asmas, the left flank, ha'isa g'dayla, it was big. Shari kala shidri ima, because the whole spine was together with it. El, but nevertheless, shal yamin karin g'dayla, the right one is what we call the big one. Shal kaved tluya ba, because the liver was hanging in it. And we shema kaved, because the liver, ha'yukarim, they called the dofen ha'asmas, the right flank, g'dayla, the bigger one. Bola oketz, he then came to the oketz, to the hind, the back part of the animal, chaytchay, he cut it, When his tunnel Misha Zachab, he gave it to the Kohen, the Zohar, to bring it up to the Kavash. Ve'alya, and the tail. Ve'etzba ha'kaved, and the lobe of the liver. Ushtei klaz, and the two kidneys, imay, together with it. Meaning, and v'chein, and so too, gam shtei atzlas, two ribs, these two soft ribs, shemimin v'shemesmal, from the right and the left, also were included. The Tana doesn't mention it. However, the Tana, since they were small and they weren't recognizable, the Tana doesn't mention it, but they were included as well. Nadal regal has small. He took the left leg. When his son Misha Zachavai gave it to the Kohen, the Zohar bringing that up to the Kevesh. So Nimtzu comes out kulan. All nine Kohanim, there was Zohar to bring up the limbs to the Kevesh. They stood in a shru in a line. And the limbs were in their hands. And this was the lineup. Harishon Barosh Beregel. The first Kohen had the head and the regal, the foot, the back foot, back right foot. Harosh Biyamino. The head was in his right hand because it's more chashev than the regal. The Chatmai Klape Zro'o. Its nose was Klape, was toward his arms. She'ein Ziyafa Shiyira Klape Chatz, meaning that it would be inappropriate for the nose to just be pointing outward. So it's pointing towards his arm inward. The Karnav bin Etzpaosav, and its horns were between the Kohen's fingers. Shlo Yusno Eyam Mimakomos, it doesn't move from its place while he's walking to Mizbeach. Ubeish Shchitase Melmalon, this spot where it was slaughtered, that was facing upwards. Via Peder Nasan Aleh, and the fats were placed on top of the Beis HaShchita where it was shechted to cover up all the lichlich, all the filth that was over there from the blood. V'haregel shal yamin, v'haregel ha'choras, the back leg, the back right leg of the karban, b'smola was in the left hand of the kohen. U'beis ora lochutz, and the hatzara chitzon, the outer side, shmimenim afshitin asa'ar, that from it we would skin the hide, was munach klapichutz, was facing outward, u'makam ha'chatach klapi pnim, but the place of the actual incision was facing inwards. Hashini, the second coin, b'shtei yadayim. So b'shtei araglayim hakadmonios, the two front legs of the korban, shal yamin b'yaminai, the right leg was in his right hand, v'shel smol b'smola, and the left leg was in his left hand. U'beis aron l'chutz, and the beis aron was l'chutz, meaning like we mentioned earlier, the outer side where they would skin the hide of the animal was munach, it was resting klapi chutz outward, and the makam l'chutz, the place of the actual incision where it was separated from the animal, was facing inward. Hashlishi, the third kohen, ba'oketz b'regel, he had the hind and the regel, the back left foot, ha'oketz b'yaminai, the hind was in his right hand, the eye in the tail, medudelas ben etzba'osav, was hanging between his fingers. It was dangling between his fingers, the etzba ha'kaved, and the lobe of the liver, ushtei ha'klayos ima, and the two kidneys along with it, along with the oketz, was in his right hand. Haregel shel smol b'smolo, the left leg was in his left hand. Ubeis ayra l'chutz, and again, the beis ayra, the outer side where they would skin the animal resting outward, where the place of the incision was facing inward. Harvi, the fourth coin, Bechaza ubegera, he had the chest and the kud. Hachaza, the chest, b'yamin, his right hand, v'hagera, the kud, b'smol, his left hand. V'tzal, sehan, the ribs, sheniach, begera, that was left with the gera, bein espa'osa, were between his fingers, k'deshi nechaz b'hem, so he should be able to grab them over there. The Hachamishi, the fifth Kohen, Bishtei, the Thanos, the two flanks, Shal Yamin B'Yaminai, the Dofan Ha'im, the right flank was in his right hand, Shal Smol B'Smolo, the left flank was in his left hand. Again, Ubeis Ayran L'Chutz, like we said earlier, the outer part where they would skin the animal was facing outward, and the place of the incision where it was separated from the animal was facing inward. Hashishi, the sixth Kohen, B'Kravayim and Asunim B'Bazeich. So the innards were placed in this bazik, in this big golden spoon, ukra'ayim agabeyim melmala, and its four feet were placed on top of the kravayim, on top of the innards. Hashvi, the seventh kohen, besolas, he had the solas for the minchas atamid. Hashmini, the eighth kohen, had the chavitin, the minchas machavas of the kohen gadol, that was brought every day, half in the morning and half in the evening. And Hatshi, the ninth Kohen, B'yayin, he brought the wine for the lanasiach to do the libations of the carbon tamid. Halchu the Kohanim went and sanum mechatzi hakevesh ulamata b'ma'aravai. So the kevesh, its length was 32 amos. V'rechve, its width was 16 amos. V'yo Kohanim knows them as Sa'ivram, the Kohanim would place the limbs b'sheish esrei ha'amos hatachtonos, the 16 amos on the lower end, u'b'shmona amos shebetzad marav, and the 8 amos to the west side. And they salted the limbs and the mincha offering, as it says, "Al kol karpanecha takav melach." They then went down. They came to the lishkas hagazis, likros eshma to recite kriya shma. V'chein lemer shar brachas, say the other brachas as well, as we'll see in the next parak. V'chein nachan adavar was proper. She spalu the daven koydim hakra before the actual krava. So the karbonos come up as a reach nichoach to Hashem. Okay, with that we conclude Perek Dalet, and we'll hold it over here just for one Mishnah.